And because there was life in that word, anytime God proclaims a word to you and I, and that word is directed toward us, there is life in that word for us. And the people believed that word. They trusted that word. The scriptures give us indication that they believed the word of God. Jonah is not even highlighted that they believed the word of Jonah or they believed the message of Jonah. No, they believed God. What did they believe of God? That God was going to overthrow them in 40 days. And the people trusted what God said. This was a report given to them. This was news broadcasted to them that judgment was coming in 40 days. They believed that news. They trusted what was said, and they turned. Trust always precedes turning. You and I, this world we live in, will never turn to Jesus unless they trust him first, unless they believe his news, unless they believe his report. Now, the effect of believing and trusting that report is you then turn to him. And when you turn to him, you turn from the negative way, the wrong way of living. And it's not that God doesn't want us to be happy. He wants us to be happy. He just wants us to be happy in the right things in life. And you and I don't have the authority to determine what is right. That lies within him and what he reveals to us through his truth, through his ways. That's why we seek him first. That's why we trust him and lean not upon our own understanding, so that he will reveal to us what is right, what is wrong. And simply, the word wicked means wrong, and it's wicked because it's wrong, and it's wrong because it's not right. And there is a difference between what is right and righteous, and what is wrong, and what is wicked. The word evil means that it is bad. It's no longer good for its intended use. That's the idea of being bad or evil, is that it has no eternal good. It has no eternal value to it. And the people of Nineveh were quite content and happy in that which was wrong, that which was not right. But when the right word came that had life in it and that God's power was upon it, and that's what we see, just like we see in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Paul said, I know your election, God, by God. I know you have been chosen by him. Why? Because one, how the word of God was revealed to you. Number two, how you received the word as it was and is, that it was the word of God and not a word of man, and how the word was redeeming in your life. The word affected you within so that you believed that message, you trusted that message and messenger, you turned to him with trust, and you turned from your ways. And the Bible says God saw their works and relented from the judgment that he proclaimed was coming. I love what verse number 9 of chapter 3 says. After the people call for a fast, after they put on sackcloth and they dusted themselves, which is just saying they got as low as the dirt, they got as low as they could physically, which was to be a picture of how their heart had bowed before God. They were at his mercy. They were entrusting themselves to him, that whatever he chose to bring, whether he granted them life or whether he judged them for their wickedness, they left that in his hands and they put it in his control, which we all should do daily, submit to his mercy and bow our hearts and knees and lives to him and his will, to be submissive to his ways. And the question is asked, who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Who can tell? Well, if anybody in that day could have told them, it would have been Jonah. Jonah should have jumped up and says, I can tell you. I can tell you, yes, God will relent. God will turn from his fierce anger. God will restore and he will grant you life. Jonah should have said, I know personally this is what happened to me prior to me coming here, and God's been gracious and faithful to me. Jonah could have easily said that, I will tell you. You see, I can tell you, I know what to tell you, and I will tell you, yes, 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 God will relent. God will turn from his wrath and judgment upon you. And today I stand before you and answer that question for me, is yes, who can tell? I can tell you. God spoke life into me, and I believed him. I trusted him. I turned to him from my wicked ways and the wrongness in my life to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son, to work for his son, to witness for his son. I can tell you because I know God is faithful. Can you tell? Can you answer that? Who can tell if God will relent and turn from his fierce anger toward us? Yes, I can tell. Can you tell? And I can tell you why. Because of Jesus. Because of Jesus and Jesus alone. It was because of Jesus that God was able to grant mercy to the Ninevites. It was because of Jesus that God was able to restore Jonah. And it is because of Jesus that God was able to do something in me and for me and through me. To him be the glory. Jesus, my substitute, who took the very wrath of God instead of me, and by his righteousness, life and sacrifice, God transferred his life to me. And as a result, he took my sin and I received his salvation and his righteousness. And God made me, who knew no righteousness, who knew nothing of righteousness, and made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Who can tell? I can tell. I know I can tell, and I will tell, and I'm here telling you today that he will relent when you and I repent. Well, we don't repent without his grace. We don't repent without faith. We don't repent without trusting his message. And his message for you today is that when you believe in your heart, your mouth will confess toward what he's done with inside of you and declare that he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's your King, and he has been merciful to you, and he has set you free as well. You see, the Word of God came to Nineveh with power. It was revealed by God. It was received by the people as a word from God. And his word was redemptive. It transformed this group of people. And they cried out for God's mercy, that he can do with them as he chooses. And they trusted themselves to him. Oh, to God be the glory. I want to tell. Who can tell? I can. I will, and I know. Can you? Will you? Do you know? If not, you can today. Trust him. Trust Jesus. Follow him. Give your life to him. Entrust your sin to him. Entrust today to him. Entrust everything you have. Just give it to him and follow his lead. God bless you. Talk with you soon.